Well, everyone in South Dakota is just immensely proud of Charlie Battery and all that they've done for America's security and for stabilizing the world. Charlie Battery was in the midst of a lot of tough fighting. They lost 4 of their members. 2 were seriously injured. And our thoughts and prayers go out to them and to their families. As the father of a soldier who once served with the Yankton National Guard and has come back from combat in Iraq, I recognize that the loved ones who have their soldiers coming home now feel a combination of great pride and also, frankly, some real relief to have their sons and daughters, their husbands and wives back in South Dakota again. So we welcome them home. Our thanks go to them. Our prayers go to the families who've lost and paid a great sacrifice during this conflict in Iraq. And we want to make sure that we do all that we can to make sure that all of our soldiers, Guard, Reserves, and active duty always have the resources they need and the support that they need to serve our country so well. Well, I would love to be home in South Dakota to welcome these soldiers back. They are really heroes. We have floor votes going on in the Senate today, late into tonight, possibly through Saturday. On top of that, I have a family funeral to attend to on Saturday that I told my wife that I would be sure to be there for that. It's a member of her family. And so I won't be able to be there in South Dakota this coming Saturday, but my thoughts are certainly with these soldiers. And we've got to do all that we can, not just when we welcome them home, but we need to do all that we can every day to be supportive of these people who are serving our country with such courage and such professionalism.